is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon on the show today. People are dumb. A Canadian drunk driver decided to take a toy Barbie car onto the street. And what's up with Florida? Two people jumping off a roof into a swimming pool that has no water. The 420 catch of the day. It is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for the LA Kings and Belu Brigada and Turnstile, as well as this. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Florida man 37 arrested for kidnapping 27 people. I don't think this story is real, but I want it to be so bad. What's up with Florida's coming up next on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
I have two stories today. One of them is false. I'm very sad this one's false. I wanted it to be true so badly, but you don't have to do much searching. It does look like it comes from CBS News, but it really doesn't. Florida man 37 arrested for kidnapping 27 people and forcing them to play Yahtzee for 36 hours straight. I wanted that one to be so true, but it wasn't. So we have to do this one. Two Florida men go to the hospital after jumping into an empty pool from the roof of the house. Did you ever do that when you were a kid? Jumping from the roof to the pool? Awesome. I loved it. Two people were transported to a hospital Wednesday after they jumped into an empty swimming pool from the roof of the home. It's unclear whether the victims live at the home or were there to do work on the roof. I mean, I have to assume that they don't live in the house, because if they lived in the house, they'd know there's no water in the pool before they jumped. The helicopter for Sky 10 in Florida was above the scene, and a large amount of blood could be seen in the swimming pool. So that's not great. Both victims were transported to Memorial Regional Hospital in Hollywood, Florida, one of whom was airlifted there. So if you're going to jump from the roof to the pool, not a good idea to start with. Make sure there's water. That's important. Hey, Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Joey from Montclair.
Joey, you're caller 20.
Oh, what?
You
oh,
got wow. Tickets to Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
A 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
You know who usually is not featured on this feature? Canadian people. They don't seem to do dumb things, except for this guy. Intoxicated Canadian man arrested while driving a Barbie Jeep to get a Slurpee.
Really arresting him for driving a kid's Jeep?
That's right. On Friday, a Prince George man was pulled over and arrested right here after he was seen driving a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep down this busy road.
Man, I just wanted to get a Slurpee.
He meant no harm. He just needed a Slurpee.
Man, I just wanted to get a Slurpee. I got lazy. I didn't want to walk.
Okay, so the 7-Eleven is within walking distance, but he was lazy.
Man, I just wanted to get a Slurpee.
Listen, we've all been there. Sometimes the only thing that'll help is a Slurpee.
Now, Casper Lincoln says he was using the sidewalk until he came to a closed lane, and after that, he turned right.
He tried to stay on the sidewalk, but he was forced off the sidewalk into traffic. But he was handling that pink toy truck like an F1 driver.
And that's when he was pulled over, prompting disbelief and a few memes. But lawyer Kyla Lee says driving any car without a license and insurance, even a toy one, is against the law.
The law is very clear. Toy cars constitute motor vehicles.
I mean, I think we all know the law. It's okay. It's illegal, technically. Need a Slurpee.
If they are powered by some sort of an engine. Nobody wants to hit somebody in a Barbie car, and drivers aren't looking for Barbie cars in the roadway.
We get it. Stop over-explaining.
Police say they also found the driver had a suspended license.
Oops.
And later blew over the legal blood alcohol limit, which is why he was taken in.
But because it's in Canada, they allow the press to interview him while drunk before he goes to jail.
I'm going like 3 clicks. Because I did my hand signals and everything.
He showed us how he did the left turn signal with his arm.
But he's taking it all in stride.
Model number, Barbie Jeep. Color pink.
In the end, bro just wanted a Slurpee.
Man, I just wanted to get a Slurpee.
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
An hour from right now, we have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. 420 Catch of the Day on K-Rock. We're having a family fun day at a carnival in the Pico Union area, and things went south. I'll tell you about it coming up on K-Rock. How do you feel about carnivals, the ones that just move into your neighborhood and then move on? They scare the hell out of me. I don't know. I think rides that move maybe should be stationary, not be put together every single time by a carny that's just hoping to live one more day. Well, this happened in the Pico Union area. They had a carnival Friday night to raise some money, and it was family fun night. They're watching a ride fall apart.
Scary stuff. Alarming video shows the moments a ride malfunctioned at a school carnival Friday in the Pico Union neighborhood.
Those traveling carnivals? Not for me.
You can see some of the carriages falling and slamming into each other on a ride known as the Zipper.
I've never trusted the Zipper. It's that one that's like a oblong boom that goes around in a circle, and then there are a bunch of little carts on it that also go around in a circle. It's chaos. And a couple of the cars came loose and fell off of it.
This was during Bishop Canatti, Our Lady of Loretto High School's Family Fun Day.
That is family fun.
Witnesses say some of the riders were trapped for more than an hour.
Some of them look like they were upside down.
No injuries have been reported.
That is a miracle. All right, let's talk to the worst eyewitness in history.
It was like, yeah, it was very, it didn't feel real, like, at all. It was very, because it looked fine to me, and then just out of nowhere, just, because, boom, it hit the other one, and it went straight to the ground. So it was very...
One of our friends' brothers were in.
Yeah.
One of our friends' brothers were in. This is absolutely my favorite time of year. We want to send you to Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. Your chance to win a 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets is coming up for Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland Park. Halloween time is now through October 31st. It's Kevin Ryder with Megan Holiday.
All right, I've got a story coming up about a woman advertising herself on a billboard to find a husband.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's coming up on Three Things at Four.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 Catch of the Day coming up in minutes. Megan Holiday has joined me now for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-ROQ.
Three things at four.
Number one, a 28-year-old waitress at an IHOP in Tulsa was arrested on Saturday morning after what police call a gratuity blow-up. I feel like this is the third time this month that a story like this has come out.
I agree.
It is crazy.
She was angry about the tip?
She was angry about the tip. She served a family of five. They got pancakes, omelets, coffee. The bill was $83. And when they walked away, they didn't leave her tip. $0.
Oh, man.
So she chased them down in the dining room, shouting, "You think I'm working for free? I'm not your maid." Other customers say that she then grabbed the syrup caddy from their table, slammed that onto the floor, and continued yelling, "If you can afford all that food, you can afford 20%. Police were called when the family tried to leave, and she blocked the exit.
Wow.
While berating them about respecting servers. Officers escorted her out in handcuffs as stunned diners recorded the scene on their phones. So where do you stand on this?
I think she's right, but she can't do that. But
yeah.
You don't leave zero.
I know.
You don't leave zero,
if
ever.
You can't leave a tip, do not go out to eat.
Right, agreed.
That's where I stand.
Agreed.
But did she overreact?
Yes, of course.
A little bit. Number two, Lisa Catalano, a single woman from the San Francisco area, has taken an unusual approach to finding love by putting up digital billboards along the 101 with a photo of her and the website marrylisa.com. Frustrated by the local dating scene, she decided to launch this bold campaign, which directs people to her personal website where potential suitors can apply to date her and learn more about her values, lifestyle, and non-negotiables, such as religion, politics, and the desire for children. What began as a half joke quickly turned into a serious effort, with Lisa also handing out flyers, business cards, and leveraging TikTok to spread the word. While she admits the billboard campaign is expensive, expensive. Yeah, that's insane. She emphasizes that this is genuine and she's committed to finding a life partner.
Love.
The effort has already generated attention and responses, with her phone ringing off the hook frequently, and she remains hopeful that this is the strategy that's going to lead her to love. And I think it's going to lead her to a bunch of weirdos.
Yep. Yeah.
I think that's where it's going to lead.
I'm sure that's where it's led so far.
Mm-hmm. Number three, a girl in China has gone viral after climbing a door frame at a dental clinic to avoid a root canal procedure. Staff recalled that the girl became visibly anxious as the dentist and nurse prepared for the procedure. In a sudden move, she rushed to the door and started to climb the frame like Spider-Man, refusing to come down. The clinic's surveillance cameras captured the entire episode, where the girl can be seen gripping the frame tightly and speedily pulling herself up while the medical staff tried to calm her down. The video of the girl's antics has since gone very viral online, with many sharing their amusement. The girl's mother explained that her child enjoys climbing door frames at home and is naturally lively and mischievous.
Huh.
And you know, that's one of my favorite pastimes too, climbing door
frames.
I miss it. I love it. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a song from Portugal the Man. The new album coming out is Shish. This is called Tanana, and if you want to see Portugal the Man, they're coming to the Wiltern November 18th. Tanana is the song, Portugal the Man is the artist, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Tanana from Shish, which is their album that's coming out in November. Portugal the Man is coming to the Wiltern November 18th. If you would like to see them live, that is our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We are going to take your phone calls in a second. And for the most entertaining calls...
Well, we've got a bunch of tickets for you. We got Turnstile, Baloo Brigada, and King's tickets as well.
Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We had a topic on, I believe it was Friday.
Yes.
You tried to impress people and you failed at it. Today we have a different topic. Based on one of the phone calls that we got on Friday... This guy called and told us this.
So I was in seventh grade, just got into, you know, that scene, and I had some hair on my face that I was embarrassed of. I don't know why, because usually you think that makes you look cool at that age.
Right.
But I had never shaved. I didn't have a dad who taught me how to shave. And I remember the episode of Seinfeld when Kramer shaves with butter on his face, a stick of butter. And we had no shaving cream. And my face broke out so bad. Like, I swear... It didn't dry up till I was 25.
Oh, no.
Butter in the open face pores. It was so bad.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
So we'd like
to take phone calls of things you learned from TV.
Yes.
We've all learned things by watching TV.
Oh,
and going,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
1,000%.
So 800-520-1067, what did you learn from television? Do you have a few of those?
Yeah, I found some examples, and I related to this one big time. The Office taught me that CPR compressions can be done to the beat of Staying Alive.
Oh, yep. The speed of it? Yeah.
Yes, yep. On an episode of Full House, Danny's girlfriend at the time is a dry cleaner, and she told him that hairspray removes ink stains, and apparently that really works.
Does it?
I guess so.
Huh.
This one's my personal favorite. I learned how to make a cigarette lighter out of a chewing gum wrapper and a battery from Orange is the New Black. Because you never know.
Right? You never know.
Right?
So 800-520-1067. What is it that you learned from television? We have some great prizes to give out. We have some King's tickets. We have some Turnstile tickets.
Hell yeah.
So we're giving those out this next hour on K-Rock. We had a listener who learned how to shave with butter from Seinfeld. And the topic is, what did you learn from TV? You have a story?
I learned how to make a taser with a disposable camera.
A taser with a disposable camera? How?
It was on one of... Do you remember Spike TVs?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so it was on one of those shows that came on around the same time that A Thousand Ways to Die would come on.
Right.
And I was like 11. I was watching it one day, and it was... I don't know, early 2000s, I guess.
Can you still do it?
I wish. I mean, it seems like a pretty easy mechanism, but I think that coming across a disposable camera is going to be
a little
bit harder than...
You can find them.
Yourself.
You can find them. I would like for you to come in here and teach us how to make a taser from a disposable camera.
We are taking phone calls and texts on things that you learned from television or movies.
The 310 said I learned what military time was from watching Friends.
Oh, interesting.
And I really like this one. The 562 said Hamilton legitimately helped me pass my American history final in junior year of high school. Useful for something. Wasn't my kind of thing, but that's great.
800-520-1067. What did you learn from TV and or movies? Call us now on K-Rock. We're taking your phone calls on things you learn from TV at 800-520-1067. And we have some prizes to give out along the way. We have Kings tickets, we have Turnstile tickets, and we have Blue Brigada tickets as well. Do you have something that you learned from TV?
So it's not from TV, but from definitely a movie from Danny Glover's Lethal Weapon.
Yep.
And he teaches his son how to shave. My dad never taught me, and surprisingly, Danny Glover teaching his son when, I guess, one of the things he taught how to shave. I also learned how to not to stress over this ish, because I'm just getting too old for this ish.
Where did you learn that from? Same?
From Danny Glover. He keeps saying that in Lethal Weapon when he hates the stress of work.
Oh, nice.
Man, what would you do without Lethal Weapon, the movie?
What would you do without Danny Glover?
Right?
Exactly.
Thank you for calling. K-Rock, hello. You learned something from television?
Actually, can it be from Nintendo, which technically would be on my TV?
Sure.
I learned my left and right from the game Zelda.
Oh, wow.
Did you really?
So, like, how old were you?
Oh.
22?
6? 15?
You learned your left and right from that. That's fantastic.
Yep. The golden cartridge did not do me wrong.
Yeah, video games don't rot our brains. They teach us left from right.
Right?
Yep. Right?
Right? Yeah. Hey, that's a great call. Can we give you some concert tickets?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love some.
All right, dude. We're going to send you to go see Blue Brigada at the Fonda on October 9th.
And everybody else, 800-520-1067. What did you learn from TV? 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. And it's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
We're talking about things you learn from TV. The 323. Daria taught me that there are different shades of black. This is totally helpful when you're trying to match black jeans with a black top.
I like it.
I fully remember that episode of Daria. I loved it so much.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we're taking calls on things you learn from TV and movies.
Yeah. So as a kid, I grew up at my grandparents' house, and we'd always host, you know, family parties, birthday parties, or like 4th of July, because we were the only household that had a pool.
Right.
And one of their favorite shows was Seinfeld. So I remember watching that episode, you know, that scene where George gets out of the pool and experiences some shrinkage. Right. And he kind of laughs at him and says, he says, I was in the pool. So I learned from George Costanza that if you get out of the, you know, a cold pool, you might experience some more shrinkage than normal. And so as a kid, I was always self-conscious about that, even though you're around family, you know, and you're a kid. But still, I just remember, like, that being burned in my brain.
That scarred you for life.
sure did, you know. Hey. And again, I was like 7-8 years old, but it just stuck with me forever.
Hey, can we give you some tickets for the Kings?
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, it's October 16th against the Penguins.
Oh, right on. Okay, yeah, I'm all down for it. My wife's gonna love that. Huge Kings fan.
Beautiful. Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. Hello. Turns out a lot of us learned a lot of stuff from TV and movies.
Yeah, stuff that maybe didn't help us all that
right.
much, you know?
What helped you?
Hi, I have something I learned from a movie.
All right, what'd you learn?
So, from the movie The Fantastic Mr. Fox, he, like, poisoned beagles using blueberries, and the line was, beagles love blueberries. I don't even have beagles as my dog, but they do love blueberries, and that's 100% how I've been training them now.
But they poison them?
I thought you said they poisoned them.
Yeah, he poisoned them. Like, he put them to sleep with blueberries. I
should
not do that with my own dog.
What? Wait!
I just train them with the blueberries. They're better than trees.
But they're poisonous. No?
No. But Mr. Fox would put poison in the blueberries.
Oh! Wow! Okay. You had us confused. K-Rock, hello.
I learned from Gilligan's Island that you can use a mirror to signal for help.
Oh, with the reflecting the sun, you mean?
Reflecting the sun.
You learned that from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Did it ever save your life?
It did damn little buddy. He helped me out. My cousin and I, we go to up past Bishop in the Sierras. We go hiking. We knew where we were going at first. Then we get lost. He hurt his ankle. He couldn't walk. His ankle was swollen. I started reflecting my, it was a little piece of metal, really. And right. I used it towards the sun. And a hiker saw us. And then he told people to come get us.
But wow. It was like,
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island for the win.
Woo!
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello. You learned something from TV or movies?
Well, can it be what I didn't learn from TV, but I used to watch it all the time?
Yeah.
My favorite show was Teen Mom, and I ended up being a teen mom.
Oh, God.
Wow, you didn't learn from it.
I graduated pregnant with my third daughter.
Third? Wow. You're a machine.
Oh, my God. Well, you did learn, though.
How many do you have now? Like 14?
No, I have 4.
So you're going to be one hot grandma.
Why, thank you.
We should give her concert tickets, but we don't have like 20.
Yeah, that's the only thing. She would have to pick a kid, I think.
Nancy?
Hello.
Hi. Would you like turnstile tickets?
Turnstile?
Yep.
Not sure what that is. Good band? My daughter says they're a good band.
Yeah, they're a great band, but if you're not sure who they are...
Will you give them to your daughter? Will she go?
Will I give them to her?
As someone's using the tickets.
Yeah, we want the tickets to be used, that's all.
Do I get another option? No, yeah, that's fine.
All right.
So you'll take her, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, and then call us back and tell us how you like the show, because it's pretty wild.
It's going to blow your mind, Nancy. Hot right, grandma out there in the pit. Getting after it.
It's Kevin Ryder. I'm out of here. Megan Holiday has you now.
With the hottest tickets in all of the land, caller 20 at 6 o'clock, you're going to Disneyland.